Antipsychotics worsen behavior in nursing home residents, especially those with dementia. Study. Placing a loved one in a nursing home is never easy. It's often a last resort to ensure they get the care they need. However, new research highlights an issue with the use of antipsychotic medications used in these settings. A recent study of nearly 500,000 nursing home residents in Canada has found that prescribing antipsychotics, used to treat behavioral issues and psychosis, may actually be linked to worse behavior. The study found that almost 3/4 of those prescribed antipsychotic medications experienced increased agitation and irritability. Antipsychotics are still used quite commonly in nursing homes to manage behavioral expressions, particularly for residents living with dementia. Jasmine Travers, an assistant professor at New York University Rory Myers College of Nursing, told the Epoch Times in an email, "As people age, the likelihood of developing dementia increases. The condition occurs when nerve cells in the brain stop functioning, leading to a gradual decline in the ability to think clearly and perform everyday tasks. This can result in challenging behaviors, such as wandering, refusal of care, or aggression. In nursing homes, these behaviors are sometimes managed with sedatives or medications used as chemical restraints," said Travers, who was not involved in the study. However, this approach raises concerns about safety and effectiveness, as the study's findings suggest these medications may do more harm than good. Antipsychotics and worsening behavior. The longitudinal study, which analyzed data from nursing homes across Canada between 2000 and 2022, found that about 70% of residents prescribed antipsychotics experienced worsening behavior. Residents given these medications were 27% more likely to experience worsening behaviors than those who didn't receive the drugs. In comparison, those not receiving these medications had lower rates of such declines. The average age of the study's residents was 83, and about 64% were women. Along with dementia, those receiving antipsychotics were also more likely to suffer from depression, cognitive impairment, and frailty, and had a higher risk of falls and delirium, according to the study. Examples of worsened behavior from residents included changes in appetite or sleep, repetitive questioning, and inappropriate sexual behavior. 26% of antipsychotics prescribed off-label. The study also revealed that more than 1/4 of nursing home residents were prescribed antipsychotics off-label, meaning for purposes not approved by regulatory agencies like Health Canada, which, like the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, regulates the use of these drugs. While antipsychotics are approved for conditions like schizophrenia, they are often used for dementia-related behaviors. The study authors noted that off-label prescriptions were common, even though these medications are not very effective for changing behavior and come with serious risks. The reality is that these medications can make disability and cognitive impairment worse. John Herds, a co-author of the study and professor at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, said in a press statement, "The trend of prescribing antipsychotics off-label is not restricted to Canada." A September 2023 analysis of over 12,000 U.S. nursing homes by the Long-Term Care Community Coalition, a nonprofit that advocates for older people and people with disabilities, found that more than 1 in 5 nursing home residents were prescribed antipsychotics despite not having a diagnosis of psychosis. Travers, who co-authored a related study in April 2024, said that nursing homes in disadvantaged communities are more likely to over-medicate residents with antipsychotics, especially in understaffed homes. These medications are often prescribed in environments where resources are limited, and the staff may not have the time or training to explore alternative, non-drug interventions, said Travers. While the study did not explain the exact reason antipsychotics worsen behavioral symptoms, a 2019 study published in Frontiers of Pharmacology suggested that a combination of factors, including disruption of dopamine, a chemical in the brain that helps control movement, may be responsible. Antipsychotic medications interfere with dopamine, which can contribute to these adverse effects. According to the study authors, common side effects of antipsychotics include tremors, muscle stiffness, and slowed movement, which can make it harder for people with dementia to function. These medications can also worsen cognitive decline, leading to increased agitation and other challenging behaviors. Drug-free alternatives. The study authors recommended a shift toward person-centered care, which means understanding the root causes of a resident's behavior and offering non-drug interventions. We need to seriously reconsider the use of antipsychotics for people who do not have conditions associated with psychosis, said Herds in the press release. Instead of immediately turning to medication, nursing homes should prioritize strategies that address behavioral symptoms without drugs. The researchers noted that effective non-pharmacologic strategies include behavioral, music, and art therapies, as well as appropriate physical exercise. These approaches have been shown to reduce symptoms like agitation and aggression, improving residents' well-being and quality of life. Travers said there are many environmental and behavioral interventions that nursing homes can implement. However, she acknowledged that staffing shortages, lack of training, and sometimes resistance from families, who may push for medication-based solutions, especially when they are concerned about their loved one's behavior, can complicate this shift. Despite the challenges, Travers said it's essential to recognize each resident's unique needs. Behaviors like agitation or wandering are often triggered by pain, hunger, or overstimulation. She recommends minor adjustments, such as tailoring mealtimes or routines to fit residents' preferences, that can make a big difference. Travers added that family members and caregivers can offer valuable insights into residents' needs. Signs of a well-run nursing home. In response to ongoing concerns about the overuse of antipsychotics, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced in January 2023 plans to audit nursing homes to encourage better prescribing practices and ensure residents receive the best care possible. The focus of these audits is on identifying when antipsychotic medications are prescribed appropriately, particularly for conditions like schizophrenia. Nursing homes found to be inaccurately diagnosing schizophrenia or overprescribing these drugs may receive lower ratings on Nursing Home Care Compare, a source for those making placement decisions for family members. CMS has contacted hundreds of nursing homes and continues to conduct these audits, a CMS spokesperson told the Epoch Times in an email. Many of the nursing homes audited have attested to having minimum data set coding inaccuracies in their records and are working to correct these issues. For the remaining facilities, the CMS said the audits showed that there were often no complete mental health assessments, medical reviews, or detailed behavior records to support a diagnosis of schizophrenia or the use of antipsychotic medications, as required by medical standards. To access the national and state average rates of antipsychotic medication use in specific nursing homes, follow these instructions. Visit medicare.gov/care-compare. Search for a facility by name or location. Click on a facility. Select View Quality Measures. Choose Long Stay Quality Measures. View the percentage of long-stay residents who got an antipsychotic medication.